This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers work through the weekend to finalize bills before their session ends tonight. CPR's Benta Berkland reports there is still unfinished business.
Democrats who hold the majority are still working on some last-minute bills, including a change to how the state distributes Tabor refunds and the governor's major land use bill. House Majority Leader Monica Duran manages the schedule in that chamber and says she's determined to make sure everything gets done.
I love this part of the session, even though it can be kind of frustrating. I love it because I think we realize, looking back at the last 4 months, everything we've accomplished.
However, Republicans strongly object to the swift pace of work and have tried to slow things down, saying lawmakers aren't taking enough time to fully consider complex changes to bills. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD wants to offer free bus and train rides this July and August. It's part of the state's effort to get people out of their cars during the summer ozone season. An RTD board committee will take a vote this week. A small plane crashed in Teller County, west of Colorado Springs. That was Saturday near the town of Victor. The plane was on its way to Denver. Four people were on board. A sheriff's officer told the Denver Post they did not find any survivors. The state is warning people to stay safe in the water. Heavy spring runoff could make kayaking or whitewater rafting more dangerous this year. Grant Brown is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
We always encourage people to paddle with a buddy, paddle with a friend, you know, leave a float plan. Let a friend or someone know when you're going to plan to go out, and then let them know when you plan to be back.
A record 40 people drowned in Colorado bodies of water last year. And it's warming up this week all across the state. In Denver, some clouds this afternoon, mid-70s, 76 in Denver, Boulder 73, and up above 80 across the metro area on Tuesday. Grand Junction in the mid-70s this afternoon and warmer tomorrow. In Vail, sunny and 55 today. This is CPR News.